This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Now the Gemara begins explaining all the statement that Rav Yosef does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Akiva does not hold like Rav Yosef. Only Rav Asher, Rav Kahana. Usually, this is right, the first part of the statement that Rav had made. Rav Yosef, lo sova lo Rabbi Akiva. I have a proof to that. The Tanya learned the Baraisa. Om Rabbi Yosef. Menayin the Viva Kadesh Yuhu Puzzle. How do I know that the Tumah can go from one to another? And finally, it can go even to a Levi if it's Kadesh. If it's lesser things like Tumah, there's no such thing as a Levi by Tumah. But by Kadesh could be a Levi. How do I know that? So the Baraisa says, so Rabbi Yosef said the din is a kal v'chema. Umadok mechusa kippur. Mechusa kippur is somebody who is tamei, like a metzer or a zav, and now he became toher, and he tevel, and it had a shemesh. However, he cannot go to the Beis HaMikdash or eat korbanos until he brings his kippurim, his korbanos, to Haron. And his korbanos to make him perfectly toher in order to come into the mikdash or eat koidish. However, he could eat truma, because he tabled from his truma and he had harav shemesh. Umadach nechuse kippurim, shemuta betruma. He could eat truma. Posel bekadish, says in the Torah, you can't eat Kadesh. You can't even touch Kadesh. It's possible with Kadesh. Until he brings his korbanos, his kippur, and they make him toyer. Then Shlishi, she possible by Tumah. Let's see how we know that. Shlishi, which is possible by Tumah. Let's say a Sheni touches Tumah, makes it a Shlishi. If a Sheni would touch Tumah, make it a Shlishi. And then, since we see in the case of Mechusa Kippurim that although he can eat his tumah, his kosher tumah, but Kadesh not, so we see Kadesh is 1 degree more chomer than tumah. And as the case, Shlishi, that's possible by tumah, so by Kadesh, she go 1 degree more, ain't it then? Again, I'm saying it really in a simplified manner. It's really a kal v'chema, but we'll learn in the meantime the way I'm saying it, make it easier to say. As follows. Ma doch mechuse kippurim. A man who was a metzei or a zav, and he became toher, and he was tevel, had harav shemesh, only still lacking his korbanos tahara. So he can eat truman, still he cannot eat kodesh. So we see that kodesh is even more chomer than truman. So then shlishi, which passes truman, a sheni that touches shlishi, passes truman. So shlishi is passed by truman. So you must say by kodesh there's a v, 1 degree more. Now, we're not finished the proof that Rabbi Yosef does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. But we'll have to stop here and repeat what we learned. Stay up to here. Kalachem is as follows. We're five lines up from the bottom. Five lines up from the bottom. Rabbi Yosef is talking. L'madach mechuse kippurim. Shemuta b'tum. He can eat from it. U'posul b'kedesh. He can't even touch kedesh. So we see Kadesh is more chomer than Tumah, at least 1 degree more chomer than Shlishi. Anything a Shlishi, she posel b'tumah, but the Sheni touches Shlishi makes it posel. I mean, Sheni touches Tumah makes it a Shlishi, makes it posel. Sheni Tasha Tum makes it possible. So if Sheni can make Tum impossible, and Din Sheyas Revi Bakevish, so if it's with touch Tum, it makes a Revi, it means if a Sheni can make a Shlishi make Tum impossible, so a Shlishi can make a Revi Bakevish. If a Sheni can make a Shlishi by Tum, so a Shlishi can make a Revi Bakevish. Because Kedish is a degree more chomer than Tumah, like means approved from Mechusa Kippur. I'll say that once more now. Ma doch Mechusa Kippur is mutter in Tumah. Still, you're not allowed to touch Kedish. So you see, Kedish is more chomer than Tumah. Then if a Sheni can make a Shlishi by Tumah, so I mean there can be a Shlishi by Tumah. So how much can it continue to go by Kedish, 1 degree more, so a Shlishi can make a V by Kedish. I'll talk that over. If you're going to be confused, don't pay any attention. But since two people ask the Kasha, I have to answer the Kasha. Kasha, Dayo Levomi Nadin Liyas Kenidin. If you're learning from Sheni makes a Shlishi by Tumah, so by Kedish, surely a Sheni can make a Shlishi. But how can you go to Revi? You cannot learn by a Kalvachemer more than the source in which you learn. That's a kasha. And the answer is, Heched the Mifle Kalvachemer, where the Kalvachemer is made useless, then you could say Dai. Don't say Dai anymore. Because by Kedish we know there's a Din of Shlishi. If we know, I will soon see. It's in the Chumash. So we don't need a Kalvachemer to tell us that the Shlishi by Kedish. So they have the Kalvachema has to be used to tell us a V. Otherwise the Kalvachema had no purpose. So that's a principle. Where the Kalvachema becomes refuted, becomes worthless, we don't say Daya. That's what he's saying in the Gemara right now, the third line. Shlishi by Kedish is written in the Chumash, like we'll soon see. So therefore, the Kalvachema doesn't come to tell us that the Shlishi by Kedish. Over V, be Kalvachema. Now, Shlishi by Terah, what do I know? It's written in the Terah by Kedish. Let's see. Be Aboso. He's talking about Boso of Kedish. Asher Yiga, behold, Tomei, Lo Ye Ochel. So the Boso that touches anything that's called Tomei, the Boso becomes Tomei, you can't eat it. Now, what's Tomei? Me lo askin, aren't we dealing even with the noga be sheni? Sheni is also called tamei, but it says in the Torah that when a dead sheres is lowered into the airspace of a kli cheres, so the food inside the kli cheres becomes tamei. What's tamei mean? That it's a sheni. The sheres is a av, the kel is a rishon. The dead sheres is a sheni. It's called tamei. When it says our boss of Kedesh, Ashayiga Bechol Tame, Lo Yochel means he may touch the Sheni. So we know that there's Shlishi by Kedesh from there. If the Sheni touches Kedesh, makes it a Shlishi. So the Kalvachema is not needed for that. So there the Kalvachema comes to tell us that even a Revi, will we be Kalvachema? Kidami, like we said above, Madoch, Mechusa Kippurim. That's Mutter Betruma. Still, his also by Kedish, can't even touch Kedish. Then Shlishi, that can make, and Sheni can make a Shlishi Batruma, Sheni makes a Shlishi Batruma. So surely, a Shlishi can make a Revi by Kedish. That's what he's saying up till now. First, try to repeat that. Rashi in the bottom line says, the kaima longer of the kame, the heche, the mif, the kalachema, longer than die. Wherever the kalachema becomes useless, we don't say die. Now, in order to understand the next piece of Gemara properly, you have to learn a little piece of Rasha, 5 lines up from the bottom, here. The last words, umat tul yoy. Rasha, 5 lines up from the bottom. Because the Gemara later depends on this piece. Rashi is quoting, how do I know that the Shlishi apostles took? That the Sheni apostles took? How about that Hashem Yipasos for them? That's used in this Kal Vachema. If a sheni can make a shlishi about Tumah, so by Kavis a shlishi should make a Ravi. How about a sheni can make a shlishi about Tumah? So Rashi makes a mad of Tvul Yoim. Now Tvul Yoim is somebody who does not have to bring any korbanos. He just Tumah. I can touch something, a dead sheretz, so he's tabled, and at night he becomes perfectly tired. But up to the time of night, it's called the Tvul Yoim. He's not tamer, he's not tired. Umad of Tvul Yoim. The mutil becholin, Tvul Yoim, doesn't make any effect on cholin, handles cholin, doesn't make any effect. Also, betumen, a Tvul Yoim, if it touches Tumah, it passes it. So you see, Tumah is 1 degree ahead of Cholin. Then Sheni, she passes by Cholin. There's such a thing as Sheni by Cholin. Like we learn, the Eichel and the Klich Eretz, it's a Sheni. It's Cholin. And the din she has a Shlishi by Tumah. Tumah has to be a degree ahead. So if somebody can make a sheni by cholin, so a sheni can make a shlishi by tumah with the same system. But the hecha the mifra the kal vachema lam midayim. So therefore, as follows, I'll repeat that now, I'll pair. A sheni can make a shlishi by tumah from a kal vachema. Ma doch tvul yoim. That is mutter before. It doesn't make any effect on Pum at all. Still, he passes Tumah. So we see Tumah is more common than a Sheni. That's puzzled by Chulim. There's such a thing as Sheni as puzzled. Tumah. Holy Klitharas is a Sheni. So it's puzzled by Chulim. So surely he can make a Shlishi by Tumah. Because Tumah has to be 1 degree more common. Now talk about that Kal Vachema. We'll use it again soon. We'll repeat the two Kal Vachemas by which Rabbi Yisrael built up his case. Two Kal Vachemas. Ma doch tvul yoyim, that's mutter bechulim. Still he passels tumen. Then sheni, that passels, that's passel bechulim. Tomei Bacholim, surely can make a shlishi by Tumah. Now, goes on to the second. Ma'adav mechusa kipurim. That's mutel b'tumah. Still, is possible by Kedish, can't even touch Kedish. Then, shlishi. Then, sheni makes a shlishi by Tumah. So, by Kedish, a shlishi can make a ravi. Say that again now. These are two steps. It's important to remember the two steps, because later it'll be proven from this that Rabbi Yisrael does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Again. Ma doch tvul yoim. That's mutter by chol. Still the apostles tumen. And the sheni that's tomei by cholin. Surely can make a shlishi by tumen. Now, ma doch mechuse kipurim. That's mutter by tumen. It's possible by Kodesh. Then, if a sheni can make a shlishi by Tumah, then the shlishi can make a vi by Kodesh. That's Rav Yisrael's case. Talk about Rav Yisrael's case. Now we go to the punchline. It's the second line, the next on it, the last word. Second line, that's the Isal Kadat, if you'll think. So Rabbi Akiva, Rizos like Rabbi Akiva holds that Yitma means Yitamei. What does that mean? That the Eichel in that Keli, which is a Sheni, you read Yitma Yitamei, it means the Eichel can make a Shlishi, and it's Chulin. So it means there's a Shlishi by Chulin, according to Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva learns Yitma Yitamei. So what are you talking about? The Eichel. And the Kli Cheres, where a dead Sheres is suspended in the air, but the dead Sheres is an Av, the Keli is a Rishon, the Eichel is a Sheni. And it says, Yitmo, because it says, Yatami, it means a Sheni can make a Shlishi by Chulam. That the whole process is one step ahead of what the Mason said before. Let's not talk it over. So therefore, Nishne Namadelmo Vi Batum, Famishi Bakedish, as follows. Start out like this. Madoch Tul Yank. Repeat this two Kalvachemas again, now one step ahead. Madoch Tul Yank. That's Mutar by Chulam. Still, is puzzled by Truman. He puzzles Truman. Then, Sheni, that makes a Shlishi by Chulen. That's what we said before. Sheni makes a Shlishi by Truman. Sheni makes a Shlishi by Chulen. Surely should make a Revi by Truman. Now, since we established a Revi by Truman, we go back now to the Pusik Yipur Mother, the Pusik Yipur. That's Mutil by Truman, Apostle by Kadesh. Then Shlisha makes a Revi by Truman. The Revi should make a Hamishi by Kadesh. I said once more, and Rabbi has answered repeatedly. Well, I'm going to stop here. That proves that Rabbi Yesi does not hold like a vacuum. Pay attention now. Rabbi Yesi, the way we learned the Kalvachema, did not hold that there's such a thing as Shlishi by Chulam. That's how he built the first Kalvachema, the way we learned it. But Rabbi Akiva holds there's a Shlishi by Chulam, because the Oichel and that Keli, which is their Sheles, is suspended, is a Sheni. Again, the Sheles is an Av, the Keli is a Rishon, they hold a Sheni. And we keep it as a Yitmo Yitame. So it means that Shani can mean Tame something else. It's Chulan there, at Pasuk. So we see Chulan can make a Shlishi. There's a Shlishi by Chulan. If that's the case, the whole procedure is expedited 1 degree further than we said before. Now repeat what we said before, and repeat what you have to say now, and we'll stop. Before we said, Madoch Tvul Yoim, which is Mutar by Chulan. Apostles to me, and if a Sheni makes a Shlishi by Tume, Sheni, which is Tome by Chulin, Sheni, which is Tome by Chulin, should make a Shlishi by Tume. But now, you have to say Sheni, which is Shlishi, which is Tome by Chulin, surely should make a V by Tume. I'll repeat it once more before I stumble again. Before he said, Madoch Tvul Yoim, that's Mutar by Chulin, a Pasul's Truman, then a Sheni, which is Tomei by Chulin, surely can make a Shlishi by Truman. But now I have to say, a Shlishi, which is Pasul by Chulin, surely makes it a Vi by Truman. That's what he should say. And once you say Ravi by Tume, so then by Mechusa Kippurim, Mal Mechusa Kippurim, that is Mutil by Tume, is possible by Kedesh, then Shlishi can make a V by Tume, so Ravi should make a Hamishi by Kedesh. But since Rabbi Yisrael didn't go that far, so you see Rabbi Yisrael one step behind, he holds that there's no such thing as a Shlishi by Chulin, only Sheni. And that's why it can't go beyond the Revi by Kedesh. If you can explain it to your neighbors, that's enough.
Hello, Rabbi. Before there was a statement that Rabbi Yosef does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yosef. Now, the first half of that statement was explained in the previous Gemara. Because Rabbi Akiva holds a Sheni Ose Shlishi before. Rabbi Yosei had said, since a Rishon makes a Sheni by Chulin, so a Sheni makes a Shlishi by Chulin. Again, Rabbi Yosei said, my system of a Kalvachema, which we won't go into now, since a Rishon makes a sheni by chulin, so a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin. But had he held like that Akiva, then a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin. He should have said like this. A sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, and a shlishi makes a rivi by chulin. But the Rishi does not say that. So he does not hold like Rabbi Akiva that a sheni is a shlishi by chulin. Now the second half, Ella Rabbi Akiva lo shalak Rabbi Yeshim. How do they know that? It means as follows. When Akiva said a sheni is a shlishi by chulin, but he does not follow Rabbi Yeshim's system of a kalvachema that would make a shlishi make revi by chulin. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds a sheni is a shlishi by chulin, he would not follow Rabbi Yeshu's kalvachema that makes chulin 1 degree more. The shlishis make heavy. So much more. Rabbi Yeshu holds a lishon is a sheni by chulin. That's why you only can say a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin. But Rabbi Akiva, all the sheni is a shlishi by chulin, he would say, if he followed Rabbi Yeshu's system, that the shlishi makes a revi by chulin. But it doesn't. And that's how we're going to prove that he does not hold like Rabbi Yeshu. I mean, he doesn't hold Rabbi Yeshu's system of the Kalvachomer. And Lord, how do you know that? How do you know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that? Maybe all it is a revi by chulin. A shlishi makes a revi by chulin. As a result of his holding, a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, maybe he'll use Rabbi Yeshu's system of Kalvachomer. Say a shlishi makes a revi by chulin. Omaloi, so he answered. The lowly stame tana, no tana, ever moved out of a line. But listening, and to teach the following, the revi is the chulin, the revi by chulin. You never heard it? No tana said there's a revi by chulin. Now, Rabbi Akiva, since the whole sheni is a shlishi by chulin, had he followed Rabbi Yeshu's system of kalvachomer, he should have said a shlishi makes a revi by chulin. We don't find how every time they said there's a revi by chulin. So it means Rabbi Akiva did not follow Rabbi Yeshu's system of kalvachomer. If he said a revi by chulin, he had to say hamishi by kevish. I'll explain that. According to Rabbi Yeshu's system, that a shlishi makes a sheni by chulin, and the sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, so shlishi makes a revi by kevish. That's where it stops. Even by kevish, only revi, not hamishi. What about Akiva? Oh, the sheni is a shlishi by chulin. He's a follower of Rabbi Yeshu's system. It says shlishi makes a revi by chulin, and revi makes a hamishi by kevish. We don't find anybody that said there's a revi by chulin, hamishi by kevish. Not even Rabbi Akiva. So therefore you must say, Rabbi Akiva does not follow the Yeshu's system of kalvachomer. Say that. Once more the same. Omar lei, the lowly shtame tana. No tana ever moved out of a line to listen and say the revi by chulin and hamishi by kevish. The name, and we would say it's Rabbi Akiva. We don't find any time that says that. If it sounds such a tana, we say it's Rabbi Akiva because he starts out with Sheni is a shlishi by chulin. But since even Rabbi Akiva is not found to say it's a revi by chulin, so that means Rabbi Akiva does not use Rabbi Yeshu's system of kalvachomer. That's all you have evidence to prove. That Rabbi Akiva does not hold like Rabbi Yeshu's system of kalvachomer. The fact that you didn't find the anan, ahoche, mekum, and nisma, we, on this, we should get up and rely. Maybe we should just rely on that you didn't find. Maybe Rabbi Akiva does hold like Rabbi Yeshu. Norfolk, Abashi went out. He said, with some, she was off camera. Dog, and he searched. They ask him how he found. I didn't find any open statement. But he found, Hodit Mana Mishneh, Hakli Mitzorei Vesmashe Vesefa Lekadesh. A keli joins together all of its contents, if it's kadesh, that if a tumah touched one of the items of the keli, then all the items of the keli become tumah, as if they are one body. Because the keli, in a matter of kadesh, joins them all together. That's a chumra by kadesh. Now, some say the Rabbona, some say the Reisha, Machlokes Rashi and Tosafos. As follows. If you have a keli, and in the keli are things of kadesh, that is pieces of meat of kadesh, pieces, separate pieces, and the Talmud touched one piece that's in the keli. Now, at most, it became a lishon, at most. But can meat become a lishon? The next piece of meat adjacent to it becomes a sheni. Next to the shlishi, next to the next to the lishon. Suppose you have 10 pieces. Now, how can everything become tamei? No such thing as siri by kadesh. Answer is, the keli joins them all together, makes them one. So if a tamei touches one, makes it a lishon, it's all lishon. If a lishon touches one piece, they're all shaming. The whole keli is like one object of food. Now, that's what we learned. That's called siris. It's a chumra by kadesh. Now, whether this chumra, the reis of the Rabban, is machalek, is ashen teshus. Now, avalol le tumra. But suppose the keli is full, let's say, of grains of tumra, wheat grains of tumra, and a tamei touches one end of the wheat grains. Only the ones that it touched are tamei. Maybe the ones next to the one they touch too, maybe they're shaney. But all the grains are not tamei. Because it goes to the system. Lishon, shaney, shlishon. How far can it go? And all the rest of the grains are toya. Because by toya, don't say tsiruf keli. Don't say this principle that the keli joins them together makes no one. So that's what one statement. That's one statement in that Mishnah. Now that statement really is not our business. Just a statement. There's another statement. They're not connected with it. Avi bar kadesh posel is a tumah that touched something, and if something touched something else, and if something else touched something else. If it's kadesh, it goes all the way up to the V. That's how far tumah can travel by kadesh to the V. And it's called posel. Posel means it can't go any further. It's not called tumah. Tomei means it can go further. Posel means that's where it stops. So there's such a thing as a vihi bar kadesh. Ba shlishi ba tumah, there's only a shlishi and no revi. That's what's important about this statement. That the vihi bar kadesh and no further, and a shlishi ba tumah and no further. That's the statement. Now, we want to identify who said this Mishnah. Now the Mishnah has two parts here. First part is the subject of Tseuv Kli, Kli Metzare. And the second part is Shlishi by Tumi no more, and Vi by Kedesh no more. The Omar Rabbi Chia by Rabbi Rabbi Yehudim, May Eidusa Yishol Rabbi Akiva, this Mishmish, this Mishmish, says Rabbi Akiva. Oh, now we're coming down to our subject. We'll soon see how we know this Rabbi Akiva. But he said Rabbi Akiva said that Mishmish. Rabbi Akiva said that Mishmish. So the Kiva is saying, Tumi goes only up to Shlishi, and Kedesh only Rabbi. That too is Rabbi Kiva does not follow Rabbi Yeshi's system of Tala Chayim. Now how do you know it's Rabbi Kiva? We'll soon see, but first we have to hear. Let's keep the thing on the line, where it says, Hoysif, or Jitman, Hoysif. Above we learn the Mishnah, Jitman, we learn two statements of that Mishnah. A clean mitzvah is called mashiv and soifah the kadesh. A little improvement one statement. And the second statement of the about kadesh posel, shlishi by tumah. Two separate statements, not connected. Two separate statements. Now it's going to prove that the first statement was said by Rabbi Akiva. And that's the case. They'll identify that Mishnah. It's a tag on it already. So the second sentence in that Mishnah above it also says Arakir. Again, in the previous Mishnah he mentions two din, Sirov Keli, the Keli caused all to become one by Kedish. And there's a Ravi by a Shlishiba to another Ravi. Shlishiba to another Ravi. Two separate statements. The first statement is going to demonstrate is said by Rabbi Akiva. So therefore the second statement also was said by Rabbi Akiva. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Ravi by two men. But it was a third above. Shlishi by Tumah. You know Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that Mishnah. Because we identified by the first statement. Shiro Keli, but no, Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that. So the second part of that Mishnah also said that Rabbi Akiva. Why shut up the Mishnah in two separate opinions? So as soon as the Mishnah said that Rabbi Akiva holds, Tumah can only be a Shlishi, not a Rabbi. See, Rabbi Akiva does not follow Rabbi Yezir's system. Did not. Moisif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added to the previous statements that had been said in those Mishnayas, he added, are Salus, that Salus of a Mincha, and Kteris, Kteris is Kadesh. The Alavina also is Kadesh. By Gehoim, even the curl, the burning coals of the Mizbeah, are also Kadesh. Shimnoga Atul Yerim B'miksos, if Atul Yerim touched part of them in the Keli, posol is kula, makes everything in the Keli posol. Now what does that mean? That they're all of them considered one, because he only touched one of them, but there are a number of objects in that Keli, and one touches the other, so how far can they go? It can't go to 10, unless you think of Asiri, HaKadosh. So you must say, hold Seer of Keli. The Keli is Mitzari. In a matter of Kadosh, he's all kings of Kadosh. The Keli makes them one. Now who said that? Rabbi Akiva. Who said Rabbi Akiva? So now, going back to the previous Mishnah, what it says, HaKli Mitzari, Mitzmash Mitzich HaKadosh, also Rabbi Akiva. And the second statement, that only a Shlishi by Tuma, also Rabbi Akiva. That answers our question. But if Akiva holds, there's only a Shlishi B'Tumah. Now he holds, if a Sheni is a Shlishi B'Chulim, if you follow the Yeshiva system, a Shlishi is a Mecha Revi B'Tumah. But you see, since he says only a Shlishi B'Tumah, he does not follow the Yeshiva system. So we might just finish it up. Revi ain't, so we see a Revi, yes, can be by Kadosh. Hamishilo. Shlishi and Shlishi can be by Tumah. But the Rabbi Allah, so when you see that the Kiva holds, not like Rabbi Yeshiva's system of Kalachayim. Because having followed Rabbi Yeshiva's system, Rabbi Kiva would say, there's a Rabbi by Tumah, and a Hamishi by Kadosh. That's the end of that subject. If you want, you can put in a line or a dot here, so you shouldn't think the next is a continuation. It's the end. That's the end. So now it's settled. Rabbi Yezir does not agree with Rabbi Akiva that a Sheni makes a Shlishi by Chulim. For that with his Kalachema, he would make him a V by Tumah Chamishi by Kadosh. And Rabbi Akiva, who says a Sheni does make a Shlishi by Chulim, does not follow Rabbi Yezir's system of Kalachema, because then he'd be making a V by Tumah Chamishi by Kadosh. And this nobody says. And that's finished. Now, we must start something new. Alma, we see from this, because Soba, he holds Sira Rabban. This business, that a Keli makes all of its contents like one object in a matter of Kadosh, not in Tumah, in a matter of Kadosh, is only a Din de Rabbanon. It's a Chum de Rabbanon. That's what the Gemara says. The question, how do you know it's a Rabbana? Now keep your finger on the line and look and take this Alma. Alma Kosova Tsiro the Rabbana. Now that's just one opinion. Later the Gemara brings another opinion, it's a Raisa. But this opinion we just learned is a Rabbana. How do you know that? Look in Tesis. Amo v'sika sabat sil d'amer. Yesh perish me Rashi. There's a version in Rashi, shemefarish. The daik, what is inference? As Rabbi Kiva, the sil d'abonim. But midarai say, tu me lilo doino v'gechol it. Midarai say, the incense and coals don't have any tumen. They're not food. They're not the kabo tumen. The whole lot of echol is not a food. And echol is a kabo tumen. And the kale is a kabo tumen. But it's not echol. Incense or coals, burning coals, is not food, is not a kale. So many of the tales can become tumen. The man of the Rabbonim is just the chumah of the Rabbonim, Masha the Kabbalah and Tumah. Or the Perek called the Shoah, the Kabbalah further, called the Rabbonim called the Amayla. Amayla means it's a chumah. So Rashi, according to this, is saying as follows. Since the whole business is the Rabbonim, but it can't be Midaraisa, that coal should be the Kabbalah Tumah. So therefore, the whole story of Tziruv Kel is also the Rabbanan. But that's not a strong proof. That's association. Since in this statement of Tziruv Kel, that the Kel makes everything inside like one, and Tomei touches one end of it, everything else there becomes Tomei. So therefore, Rashi says, it's the Rabbanan. Why? Because coals can only become Tomei with the Rabbanan. Therefore, the subject of Tziruv is the Rabbanan. That doesn't prove it. It could be here at the Rabbonim because coals are the Rabbonim. But suppose it wasn't coals, suppose it was real food or grain, it could be a share with the rice are there. But let's talk about what the rice is. Okay. That the fact that it's called a Mila doesn't necessarily mean it's the Rabbonim. The Ains are higher. The Hosham Nami called a Mila, he calls a Mila. In the case of heavy kaparosa, when a man is a zav or a metzera, he brings his cordon, oichol de kochin, it's called a mila. It means there are certain kinds of tmeyim, the all they need is tvila. And harev shemesh, then they're kosher to eat kochim too. But those tmeyim that need a korban and a fusrei kapura, kipurim, they can't bring they can't eat kochim until they bring their korbanos first. That's also called a mila, but that's midaraisa. We're called it a mila. It's midaraisa. Afal gav davi raisa. Kedaraj perikora. The Gemara says it's an open pasuk actually that they cannot eat kodesh until they bring their korbanos. So what's the proof that it's called a mila? Mila there means it's a chumrah. Chumrah means a chumrah deraisa. It could be a chumrah rabban. So the fact that Seal of Kaili is at Yeholim, that Yeholim calls, or Seal of Kaili, that Seal of Kaili is called a Mila, that the Kaili joins together everything inside, makes it one, is called a Mila, doesn't necessarily mean it's the Rabbonim. So Rashi had two proofs why it's Seal of the Rabbonim. One is because it's associated with the Din of Yeholim, and Yeholim can't be Tomei Midaraisa. So probably they didn't see it. It's mentioned there also is only the Rabban, which is not a proof at all. And the second proof, Rashi, because Sirev is called a Maila there. And Maila, Rashi says, means a Chumrah. That's a Chumrah. They say, no, Maila means a special strictness. But it doesn't mean that the Rabban could be a strictness there, I say. Like heavy kaparosa. He brings his carbonus. He can eat kosher. That's not a Rabban. It's really a Raisa. And still it's called a Maila. Say that inside. The Behed Yomucha is openly demonstrated the Parashat of the Chulim that the Habosa, the more Darshan is a superfluous word, the Rabbish Eitzim V'Levoino, that Eitzim V'Levoino can also become Tomei wood, and Levoino can also become Tomei, just like they were Eichel, although they're not an Eichel. Lav Asmartahi, it's not just a Asmartah, it's a real Drosha Dereis. The Mucha Chosam Mino, the more approves from that, the Chivas HaKedesh, Ma'ashe V'Raisha. Chivas HaKedesh means the importance of Kodshim makes the thing Mukhsha L'Kabal Tumah, even without any Hefshah of water. So Mar brings a proof that Chibas HaKedesh is Mavshim Midaraisa from this pasuk. The fact that their coals and the Levoyma are Mekabal Tum, even though they didn't have any Hashem. So we see a Deraisa there. So the fact that they're Levoyma is Mekabal Tum and they get Cholim is Deraisa. Now he wants to say his own proof. How do we know that Tzir of Kele is only the Rabbanon? Remember, later the man Dover says the Aisa. But right now we're following one who says Tzir of Kele is the Rabbanon. How do we know that? When it says Alma, we see that he Akiva holds Tzir of Kele is the Rabbanon. How do we see that he holds it the Rabbanon? The Nirelei Kemosha Hugo, the Feish, the Ferusha, was corrected in Rashi's Perek. I mean, later there was another version of Rashi's Perek with the following line. The dying, the inference was as follows, the Tzir of the Rabbanon Meho. The Tonya Beisha, before the story of Hosef Rabbi Akiva Salis that we have here, it says in the beginning, Al Efer Chates Esh of Pore Adumo, Shimno Gad Tomei Bemixes Timei Eskule. Let's say there's a basin full of ash of Pore Adumo, and the Tomei touched one end of the ash, the whole basin is Tomei. Now, the Zeo Midarabona, that's surely what Rabbi Akiva says. She'efer chatas eno kedesh, not kedesh, ala choyel. Tim mucha peragat pelas. Says Hashem, mayalin be'efer polak. Somebody used ashes of polak dumit for his own purposes. It's not tiger called mila, but it's not kedesh. Now, if it's not kedesh, so how could it be if somebody touches one end, then the other end also becomes tummy, the whole vessel will become tummy? So we see from that, that in the case of Efer Polo, it surely is the Rabbanon. But Efer Polo is only the Rabbanon. Efer Polo can't have any Tumah D'oraisa. Now, so there, when you say, in the previous statement, not Nag HaNorah, but it's before Rabbi Akiva's statement, or face of Rabbi Akiva, it says, if somebody touches a basin of Asher for Aduma, the whole basin becomes Tomei. That's surely the Rabbanon. But ashes is just ashes, not Kedesh. Now, and on that Rabbi Akiva adds the din of Tzir of Keli, so it seems he's adding something to that. So you must say the first thing is the Rabbanon, we know that already, and the second thing also is also the Rabbanon, adding this on this. That means the Rabbanon. Otherwise you wouldn't say Hesif. On the Rabban, you say he has Aisha the Aisha. So since he's adding something else in addition to the previous din of Eifel Poro, if a tool, if a tummy touches one end, the whole basement full is tummy, it's the Rabbana. Now he's going to keep adding this also. So therefore, this also, that Tzir of Keli, in the Tzari, all the contents together of a Kedish, is also the Rabban. So what's going on? This is just before this din, of Pesach Rabbi Akiva, and a din of Tzir of Keli for Asher for Aduma. That's surely the Rabban, because Asher for Aduma is not Kedesh, and the din of Tzir of Keli only for Kedesh. How do you know the ash of Aduma is not Kedesh? But it says that anybody who uses that ash for himself is not Kaira called Mila. So we see that the ash is not Kedesh. If the ash is not Kedesh, there's no din of Tzir of Keli. It's not only not Kedesh, it's the Rabbanah only. Since the first statement is the Rabbanah, and now Rabbi Akiva comes on and adds something to that, the following din also. So she's adding it to the Rabbanah Dikadim. But you wouldn't add a Daisa to the Rabbanah Dikadim. So therefore, I learn from this that the din of Akiva just added, Pesach of Akiva, that a Keli is Messiah called Masha Besech of the Kedesh, is only din the Rabbanah. So this mandala holds, Tzir of Keli is the Rabbanah, say that. The Tesis holds that the Reino and Geholim can be Mekabal Tumah Midaraisa, not this. And Rashi says the Rabbanah. Now we just finished learning in the Gemara, this mandala holds that Tzir of Keli for Kedesh is only the Rabbanah. Or Kalige, 7 lines up from the bottom. obligate, but it differs with the opinion of Rabbi Chanan. Rama says Shiva b'daraisa. He holds that you have a keli full of things of kedush, and the tummy touches one of them, the whole business is tummy b'daraisa. Shneimar kaf achas asor azel b'loyav teres. It's called kaf achas because they're kaf. Why say achas? To say the whole everything in the kaf is one. Hakosu also called marshe b'kaf achas. The tail makes everything in that one keli like one object. And even though it's many small grains, it's keteris, consisting of small grains, and they touch one, it might be a rishon, a second sheni. You can't go any further though, shlisha, how far can it go? No. The Torah says the whole cup, all the grains are like one big object, and when Tommy touches one end, the whole thing is so now that the machlek is, if the seal of three by Kadesh, is the Raisa or not? So we have a machlek is, if the seal of three by Kadesh is the Raisa, and have a difference between Rashi and Tesis, if the Cholim and the Leno, I'm a couple to the Raisa. So now, in Hashemalaya Mishnah, Al Hamach, he testified on the case of a needle, Shenim says, the boss was found in the meat of a cotton. When they shafted a cotton and they cut it apart, they found a needle sticking inside the meat of the cotton. So they testified, she has sock in the knife. And the Yadayim, and the hands of the Kehanim to hers, or to her. But that needle is under suspicion. Maybe it's Tomei. And therefore, it could be Metame, maybe the knife, or the hands of the Kehanim. So he testified this case, when he found the needle, it said the hands of the Kehanim are to her, and the knife. But with the cutting of meat, there's also time. The abosha tummy, abosha is tummy, because the needle is sticking in the abosha. So therefore the needle, since it's doubtful, maybe it's a tummy like needle, the needle is a tummy the abosha. Now the story with the hand and the knife is open to question what you're talking about. Does it mean that actually the hand and the knife touch the needle and still they're tired? Or does it mean since it's a suffix if the hands of the knife touch the needle, from a suffix it's two ways of learning shot. The bossa is tummy because the needle is sticking in the bossa. But the sakin and the yadayim, which the psak was at his toya, why did it say his toya? Even though it touched the needle? No. Maybe it's a suffix if it touched the needle. That's why it's toya. But had they known that it touched the needle, then it would be tummy. Or no, maybe even though it touched the needle, the socket and his eye would be tired. That's a question I'll learn shot there. That will be later. But the boss is surely is coming, for the boss is touching the needle. I'll say that again now. Al macha chen into the boss. A needle was found in the boss of the comb. So he says, since the needle is of doubtful status, maybe it's a thumbnail needle. So the needle is a thumbnail of the boss. But the socket and the knife were due to the cutting the comb. The ayodayim and the hands of the Kohanim were handling the comb to hers. But the boss is tongue. Why the boss is tongue? Because the needle is sticking in the boss. Why are the hands of the knife to her, not to her? So we can learn two perushim. That even though they touch the needle, still the needle cannot make them to her. Or we can learn shat, not because they touch the needle. If they touch the needle, they wouldn't be to her. But if it's a sophic, if they touch the needle or not, so the sophic is tired. Nims is the fetish, and the needle is found not in the meat, but it's found in the manure inside of the behemoth, ha-koil toher. Because the manure, it's nothing. It's like dirt. Now on this, Rabbi Akiva commented. It's in that Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Akiva, zochinu, we gain from this story, we're zoichet to the information. saying Tumas Yadayim by Migdosh. Now, I'll explain that. We'll learn later that this needle was not a real tumah that can be mitameh a man. If it was a real tumah, let's say the needle had been tumah, tumas mes, mitameh a man. We'll see later about that. No, it's a needle that couldn't be mitameh a man. But at least it could be mitameh the hands, but many things that are not mitameh the person, but may the Rabbanan makes his hands tummy at least. And here we see that the hands of the Kehanim remain Torah. The Bayudayim says. So why is it they weren't machmi on the hands to become tummy? So you see that in the Beis HaMikdash they weren't gezer on Tumas Yadayim. All these chumras, and many of them, the whole Mesichtik or Mesichtik Yadayim, that the hands become tummy, none of them apply to the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, only outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't allow such a chumra of Tumas Yadayim. That's what you see here. We this. They say that, may I have to stop.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.